We are back, and we are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Also, now you go with lawyer extraordinaire over on K-Talk, right? Or is it attorney extraordinaire?
Yes, I do.
It could be lawyer, attorney, barrister extraordinaire. You're all those things. Now, today, huge vote in the city of Minneapolis. They've got the mayor, they've got the city council, but the big vote is basically whether or not to dismantle the police department. And here's what I don't understand, Jeff. Maybe you could help me with this. There is an overwhelming number of African Americans and minorities in Minneapolis who want a police department. It's the white residents of Minneapolis, the majority of them don't want it. Isn't that racist on the part of these white residents that they're ignoring what the black residents want? How is it not racist?
That's a good point, Bob. And, this is going to be interesting. The difficulty I see with this whole thing is they really have a plan for what happens next if it passes.
No.
They just say they want to replace the police department with this Department of Public Safety that's going to report to both the mayor and the city council, which sounds to me more like a power grab from the city council, because right now the police chief reports to the mayor. But they don't really explain. I mean, you hear this, they're going to have mental health professionals, and Sheriff Hutchinson in Hennepin County says that when he came out against the amendment, he said, we already have those on staff. So I don't understand why they need this.
Jeff, the fact that they haven't yanked this off the ballot, crime is soaring. Over the weekend, 6 armed carjackings. It's getting worse, and it will get even more worse. You know what needed to happen, and it hasn't yet, but it will? These people who are planning to vote to dismantle, these white residents of Minneapolis, wait until crime comes into their neighborhood, and it will. And then they're going to be, wringing their hands and calling, where's the police? Well, there are no police, because you idiots, voted them down.
Yeah. And, I just heard yesterday, there's now, after the weekend, you mentioned the carjackings, there's been 81 murders this year in Minneapolis.
81.
The record is 97 back in 1995 when you first heard the name Murderapolis. They are, and this is scary, there's 2 months to go in the year, they are within striking distance of a record number of murders in Minneapolis. And this all started a year ago with the governor and the mayor and the way they handled the aftermath of the George Floyd incident, fanning the flames, which led to the point of civil unrest, which now in the anti-police rhetoric, and there's got to be a somewhere in between, thin blue line back the blue and defund the police. This is not the solution to just get rid of your police. And I know that I've heard that the police are not responding to some of the minor crimes, because why would they want to go into a situation that escalates and now they're facing 20 years in prison?
No, and you know what? And this Ilhan Omar, you talk about fanning the flames. She did that a week or so ago when she blamed the police for the crime. I know how she keeps getting reelected, because she's in a district where she happens to be Somali. It's a heavy Somali district, so she's always going to get reelected. She has that for as long as she wants it. And it's just, I'm not a huge fan of Ms. Omar. But this vote, I'm curious to see how it comes out. I hope that sanity prevails and that city, not only do they knock this vote down, but they start building the police department up again and let them do their jobs. Because they're not doing their job. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Our president's on a world stage, and both places he went to visit the Pope. And what came out of that? There was a report that he pooped his pants.
There's been, there's that. There was, that supposedly is the hot rumor in Rome, is that was the reason for the, for calling a lid on the meeting the one day, in this poop gate and poopy pants Biden trending on Twitter. I don't know. There's multiple outlets reporting this. I don't know the truth of it or not, but makes us look bad.
Yes.
And we don't have a media here that's going to pursue it. If it was Donald Trump, they'd be all over it.
Of course,
that'd be the story for the next week. But also, there was this bizarre exchange when he actually met with the Pope, where he started talking about Satchel Paige, arguably the greatest pitcher of all time. And talking about him pitching a game at 47 years old. Now,
What was the
I love Satchel
context?
Paige. I think the Pope is a better person for having now known about Satchel Paige, but I don't know why our president was talking about Satchel Paige in front of the Pope.
Well, I mean, who knows what he, where he comes up with stuff. And then he goes to this climate summit and he takes a nap. I mean, that is incredibly embarrassing. Even if he were to say, "I just closed my eyes," he fell asleep. An aide had to wake him up. And this is supposed to be the most important meeting on a world stage he could have. And you know, here's the other thing. It'd be great. I'm all for preserving the world. Except it's awful arrogant of us to think that we are can do enough stuff. The world, this Earth, it's cyclical. I mean, there was an ice age without a single human on the planet. There were no fossil fuels being burned. And you're not going to get anywhere until China buys in and Russia and these other countries, you know, in the Far East and the, you know, and the, and well, I mean, China's the biggest one. So everybody else is doing something, but they're not going to stop. So how do you adjust for that? You can't. And I just don't understand this. It's a moneymaker for somebody, and it sounds good.
And the sad thing too is, we're pushing these electric vehicles as part of this, and the lithium that has to be mined for the batteries for those, being done over, in third world countries. So it's doesn't solve any issues. It's just pushing the problem someplace else, which is, unfortunate. You're right, Bob. Someone is making money off of this agenda, and that's what it's about.
Well, they're making everything is involved with people making money. I mean, we were told that the vaccine will mean you won't get COVID. Well, people are still getting COVID even if they're vaccinated. So why are these mandates if you're still going to get sick? Anyway, all right, we're going to switch gears again. I want to talk about St. John's for a second. I'll start with the St. John's rugby team, ranked second in the nation. They're going to be going to the regionals. They finished their regular season undefeated, and I mention it because my son's on the team, so I'm very proud of that team and him. And but the football team at St. John's, they are crushing teams, and you know that they pulled back against the St. Scholastica. They was it 81 zip, but they've had several shutouts. That is a great team, and they have a shot, a great shot, at being a national champion or certainly one of the top teams in the nation when the playoffs begin, and good for them. And you know what? They're crushing the teams that knocked out St. Thomas. And as you're an alumni of St. Thomas, but you pull for the Johnnies, you told me off the air, right?
I cheer for both the Tommies and the Johnnies. Now that's been the net result of the Tommies being kicked out of the MIAC is, I want to see St. John's beat the crap out of every school that voted St. Thomas out. Saint Scholastica, that was this is the replacement. Since they put Saint Scholastica and McAllister in the MIAC, I mean, I've said this before, Bob. The Saint John's got the raw end of the deal in this whole thing. When you look at Saint Thomas's football team, and they're in competition for the conference title in the Pioneer Conference. They're 5-2, 4-1 in the conference. Johnnies are doing what they normally do, beating the tar out of every team. But they really only have one conference rival that's even near their caliber, which is Bethel.
Bethel.
They'll get, they'll go to the playoffs, obviously, and we'll see. Mount Union, UW Whitewater, Mary Hardin, Baylor, some of those schools are kind of the perennial champs. But Johnnies have gotten through back in the day and got all the way to the game and have won it. So, I would like to see them. I'd like to see them do well. Just don't do too well that you get kicked out.
Well, exactly. You don't want to get kicked out of the MIAC. The thing is, though, there may be some of these teams trying to do that. But if the Johnnies had to take the same route St. Thomas did, if they went to the Pioneer League, it would be the Johnnies and St. Thomas again. They would be battling every year because that St. John's, they would get. I mean, he gets great talent there. It goes back to when Gilardi started. That is a program that it's not going to have a drop off. It's a great program, and it will continue to be a great program at St. John's. Jeff, as always.
And I'm glad you mentioned the club sports like rugby too, Bob, because it's the one place where that Tommy Johnny rivalry can continue with the move for St. Thomas up to D1.
2-0 against St. Thomas this year, by the way, in rugby. They beat him the other day. And, Jeff, I'm still figuring out the scoring for rugby. I mean, I've been a sports columnist and sports writer for decades, and I had never seen a rugby match until I went to see my son play. And I, huh? What? How many points? What? Really? You know, so I'll tell you what, though. This St. John's team, they got a kid. And the way he puts the ball on the tee to kick it, it's incredible. The kid's got an incredible leg. I don't know if I've seen him miss yet. And sometimes, see, when you it's called a try. When you and you have to touch the ball down for it to count. I mean, you can get in what would be like the, let's say, the end zone. But if you don't put the ball on the ground, it doesn't count. And there was a game a couple of weeks ago where they lifted the kid up and took him out of the end zone. It's not called the end zone, but that's what I'm calling it. And but if you go all the way to the right or left, that's where you have to try the extra point. From that spot all the way to the right or all the way to the left. So you want to try to do it in the middle of the field, but rarely does that happen. Anyway, all right, they're going to be going to their regionals in St. Louis in a few weeks, and hopefully they wind up going to nationals. The St. John's rugby team, keep an eye on them, second ranked in the nation. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.